The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness.
Mark Anderson in studio. Hello, Mark.
Hello, great to be back, John. It's been a couple of months.
Yes, sir, it has. And you've been out and about. Before we go into anything, you're going to London tomorrow.
That's right, to UK, among other things, to cover the media on trial conference that the powers that be canceled, but the powers that should be managed to keep the event going, so I'm going to help do that.
Now, which museum was this to be held at?
The city of Leeds near Manchester.
Okay, that's not a fly-by-night operation, not supported with little tiny gifts. That's a pretty big museum.
Yeah, and it's run by the city, and so the people that don't want the Syrian situation accurately and truthfully explained conspired, let's just use the word, colluded to shut down that venue. But the people that had the tickets, that have the tickets, are keeping them, and the event was rescheduled at a hotel, and I'm going to go cover it and help it happen, among other things, while I'm there about 3 weeks.
You know, you told me that prior to the program today, and I said, you know, last week I was watching Outnumbered. This is another one of Fox's opinion shows. You know, how they take the facts willy-nilly and then put their spin on it, give you their opinion, and then ask you what's your opinion of their opinion. And last week, I swear to God, Outnumbered, you're flanked by two women, man in the middle, two women, of course, with the dress, and it's a cocktail dress or a party dress.
Let's go. We're live. This ain't Memorex. What's the date today? It's the 15th. It's the 15th of June, 2018. A little late getting in the studio. Got tied up at the bank. And I never miss an opportunity, and I don't give a damn what I've got to do. If I've got willing ears that are willing to listen, I'll talk. That's for sure. I was at the bank, and this older couple, early 60s maybe, and I heard them talking to one of the bankster gangsters. Oh, do you want to do an annuity? You just want to open up a savings account? So I just kind of paid attention to that, and I walked up, and they were standing in line. And I asked the gentleman, I said, really? I said, why do you want to put your money someplace that's not collecting anything? And I said, inflation's eating up faster than anything they might give you. And that's what started the conversation. He said, what I'm doing right now is for tax reasons. I see. And the man understood. I mean, there was stuff that he knew that I was surprised. And the guy is a cattle farmer. And I said, you know, there's a guy that's a cattle farmer on my network. I said, you and he would probably get along pretty good, Vince Finelli. And I said, his show is on Farmer Hours. Well, it's actually delayed on the network. But I said, he's on from 6 to 8 Central Time. And he said, well, and he says, I'm just getting my day started then. And I says, well, now you have something worth listening to. But it's fascinating, folks. I mean, I will, I've gone many strange places, faraway places to talk to a few people. Don't care. And what I'm hoping is one of these days, we've educated a lot of people. They know which end is up that listen to this network. And, you know, the old saying, force multiplier. Okay, see, I talked to this guy today, and he talks to his farmer friends. What did he just do? He increased the number of knowledgeable people. So when there is time, and the time will come, it's decision time here in America, as to what do we do now? There's just not going to be you and me and a few other people just standing around with our thumbs inserted. No, there will be a whole lot of educated people, and when the time is to recapture this republic, we'll have the manpower to do it. But it's just not about manpower. It's about educated people. It's about people that can't be swayed, that can't be politicized or can't be cajoled. You know, don't feed me the baloney. And the most ironic thing is when most people find out that most of what they've heard in their life is one ginormous fat lie, they get a little pissed off. You know, that's why it's so easy for a lot of people to go, oh, those are the conspiracy theorists. Drop them right in the middle of this conversation and they would have absolutely no idea what the hell I'm talking about. But you do. You have schooled yourself. And hoping that other people will school other people. And if you're not that good at schooling other people, just tell them where they can get an education. And you know what? You don't have to take out a student loan to get this education. It's free to the general public. Wow. And I don't know, maybe our force multiplier's not worked because what the hell, how good could it be if it's free? For something this valuable, my gosh, you must want something really expensive in exchange. You know, just your attention and a few dollars of support so we can continue. I would hope after 15 years we would be a little bit further along in this country with people that know what's going on. But, and again, you just don't know. You just don't know who knows, and they don't feel comfortable coming out and speaking. You know, the George Soros and the Antifa and the socialists and the communists in this country, and that goes with the people in the media as well, have done a good job with demonizing, name-calling, and when somebody speaks up, you got to be something. You got to be some kind of a nut. You got to be a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, or you're a misogynist, or you're a this, or you're a that. Really, I don't even know what name to give myself, let alone be called names by anybody else. Amazing, Mikey. Did you make any coffee? You couldn't have called me because I'd forgotten my phone. And I was speeding and I passed a cop. And I got him tied up in traffic. I saw his lights going off. Yeah, sorry. Zoom. Zoom, zoom, and a little Mazda 3 ran on down the road. I expect probably a knock on the door here in a few minutes. I don't care. You know, when your country's burning down, hey, you know, you cut a few corners and take a few chances. What can I tell you? We'll open up the phone lines, and it's an open phone Friday. I like to do this every now and then to allow people to come in with their own thoughts or their own points. Sometimes it's really, really good. We have consolidations going on. I pulled this today. And this I've warned people that this was going to happen. As you see weaker companies and corporations either faltering or, you know, the way corporations are set up for the investors, for the people that hold their paper, they want a return on their investment. And that's the tune that's played at the corporate boards. It's our stockholders that are the most important. Well, when the stock dividends aren't quite what they should be, or the bottom line to a company ain't what it ought to be, you have weaker companies out there. And it's a natural inclination to play like little Pac-Man. Go gobble them up. And that's exactly what is going on. And especially in this area, this is not good. And I don't see the story posted here, Mike. Ah, crap. Let me go through the news column. Yeah. Nobody's posted the news I sent over today. What's that? About Fox News being bought out. That's the one. I've gone through this banner twice. I didn't. You know what? Somebody had fired this computer up, and it wasn't refreshed. Who was on my computer? Okay. All right. Yeah, here we go. What's that? Yeah, Internet Explorer doesn't like to refresh. Yeah, doesn't like a whole lot of things. Now, let me get to the damn story. I'll be hung upside down in a bucket of doo-doo here. I'm going to do this story. God. There it is! Damn! Following AT&T's lead, Comcast makes a $65 billion bid for Fox. You think Fox is kind of sideways right now? Wait till Comcast get done with them. Encouraged by AT&T's massive merger victory this week. Did you hear that on the news, by the way? I didn't. It was kind of like this hush-hush thing that it's big. But, you know, hey, it's just business. You don't need to know. Comcast is just made its own $65 billion acquisition offer for a large chunk of 21st Century Fox. According to Comcast announcement, the company's all-cash $65 billion offer is a notable step up from Disney's own $52.4 billion all-stock package, setting up a showdown between the two companies that have had a contentious relationship since Comcast 2004 failed hostile takeover attempt of Disney. Wow. The deal includes the FX channel, numerous regional sports networks, minority stake in European cable TV giant Sky. That's just for now. They'll gobble it up later, don't worry. Which would all be tacked onto the NBC Universal assets Comcast acquired back in 2011. Fox will, however, retain Fox News, Fox Sports, and Fox Broadcasting. For as much good as it is, it's the fake conservatism, folks. I would much rather see these people up and disappear than the only thing they'd have to watch was NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, of which people are watching less and less. Oh, they'll still watch ABC or CBS or NBC for a soap opera or an entertainment show, but they're sure as hell not going to them for the news. Comcast rolled out the usual claptrap about how the combination would be lovely for all involved. They said, "We have long admired that Murdoch family has built a 21st Century Fox. After our meeting last year, we came away convinced that the 21st Century Fox business to be sold are highly complementary to ours, and that our company would be the right strategic home for them." Comcast had previously hinted that it was waiting to see the outcome of AT&T's own merger battle with the DOJ before making its own bid for Fox. Comcast and many analysts believe that the comically broad nature of AT&T's court victory, based on a pinhole narrow reading of the markets by U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon, wonder how much he got paid for this one, who clearly has never heard of things like zero rating or net neutrality, means the precedent set will likely result in a DOJ that's more hesitant to intervene in potentially problematic merger moving forward. You think? Do you think? It's especially true of vertical integration mergers, where modern U.S. antitrust law tends to be ill-equipped to handle some of the more complex new media anti-competitive concerns that pop up. Gee, they're all fighting for the liar spot. None of them are fighting for, this is my truth ground, and I'm going to continue to do what I do, and no, you're not buying me out. They're all liars. They just want to be richer liars, that's all. Combined with the death of the ISP privacy rules and the neutering of net neutrality, we're creating a brave new landscape where there is very little to stop giants like Comcast and AT&T, from using their last-mile monopolies, combined with massive ownership of content needed to compete with these giants as anti-competitive bludgeons against consumers and competitors alike. For example, there's now nothing of note preventing AT&T and Comcast from exempting its own content, like HBO or regional sports games, from arbitrary and unnecessary usage caps, while penalizing those who use a competitor's service, say like Netflix or the next Netflix on the horizon. Similarly, there's nothing stopping Comcast or Verizon from arbitrarily throttling competitors at interconnection points, driving up the cost of competitors to access their own broadband subscribers. There's an ocean of creative ways to hamstring competitors. The government is now largely helpless to effectively police, and as AT&T court win shows, the ISP claim that there isn't a problem because antitrust will save us all clearly isn't a valid argument. With the FCC making it very clear its glorified rubber stamp that leaves the DOJ as the only real wild card in terms of whether any meaningful conditions get applied to this deal. Granted, if you followed the NBC Universal merger, you'll recall that Comcast has a pretty terrible history of ignoring merger conditions when it suits it. And regulators from both parties tend to be a little bit more than grumbly, let's say, when the company tap dances around imposed restrictions. Though that was never the major reason why the Obama-era regulators blocked Comcast 2014 attempted acquisition of Time Warner Cable. Not to be confused with Time Warner Cable. Now, obviously, there's still plenty of folks that see zero problems with massive broadband monopolies gobbling up countless media empires while paying millions of dollars to neuter state and federal oversight. And your theory that these kinds of deals are no problem because the market self-regulates, and that's, of course, ignoring there's no free market competition in broadband to organically hold them accountable, will soon have a perfect opportunity to put their theories to the test. And I warned people years ago, you're going to see this happening. You're going to see more acquisitions. They're going to gobble up their competitors. I guess people, Mike, aren't going to really get it. They're not going to get it until there's only one broadcasting or two broadcasting companies out there, and that's going to be your choice for your entertainment, your news, and everything else. As if it isn't cooperatively throttled right now. Holy mackerel. Didn't I say open phone Friday about 15 minutes ago? What? It's been slow? Why has it been slow?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Speaking truth in politics, they pay a heavy price. Arizona legislature, there aren't enough white kids to go around in state schools. This is updated, I guess, yesterday. After the publication of this story, Governor Doug Ducey, Arizona Republican Party Chairman Jonathan Lines, and Arizona Chamber of Commerce CEO Glenn Hammer released statements calling on Representative David Stringer to resign, calling his comments unacceptable. You politically correct. I almost said a bad word. Play my Johnny Be Good thing, will you? Next break. Remind me to be good. In a post on his official Facebook page, Stringer declined to apologize, saying instead that his remarks have been taken out of context by political opponents. I'm not afraid of conservative bigwigs, and I'm not afraid of liberal bullies either. Now, the Arizona representative, Dave Stringer, speaking at the Yavapai County Republican Men's Forum on Monday, called immigration an existential threat to the United States, warning that it will change the face of the country. See, Bill Clinton can say something like this. Well, you know, the whites will be the minority in this country by 2025. And everybody sits around and goes, oh, yeah, wonderful, Bill. Yeah, go rape another woman. We don't care. Stringer, a Republican from Prescott, also told the group that there aren't enough white kids to go around in Arizona public schools, which will be reflected in the voter base in 10 to 15 years. Stringer's remarks at the June 11th event started getting attention after David Scarpia, a Democrat candidate for superintendent of public instruction, posted a video on Facebook and Twitter. He put up there an Arizona legislator made these overtly racist comments about our students. It's time to remove xenophobic radicals from elected office in November. No, it's time, and this is just I'm not serious. It's time to start shooting communists that are in government. Oh, you think that'll get a visit from the FBI, Mikey? No. They're too busy butt covering in Washington, D.C. Now, Shapira said that he had found the video of Stringer's own Facebook page. It's since been deleted, but another video from the same forum that features Stringer talking about legalizing marijuana is still up. Well, of course it is. Here's the full text of Stringer's remarks, as captured in the clip that Shapira posted. 60%. Now, tell me where this is racist. Telling the truth. 60% of public school children in the state of Arizona today are minorities. That complicates racial integration because there aren't enough white kids to go around. And when you look at 60% number for public school students, just carry that forward 10 or 15 years. It's going to change the demographic voting base of this state. And that's what's going on around the country. Immigration is politically destabilizing. President Trump has talked about this. Immigration today represents an existential threat to the United States. If we don't do something about immigration very, very soon, the demographics of our country will be irrevocably changed and we will be a very different country. It will not be the country we were born into. Yes, he is absolutely correct. This is called the Balkanization process. You Bible buffs out there, what does this sound like to you? Tower of Babel? Yep. Only that was God's way of punishing him. Say, hey, look, you people ain't going to be able to talk to each other. And they couldn't. But here in this country, it's not about coming in and assimilating. That's not what you're seeing. You're seeing people coming in and setting up their own shop. And the best example of that are the supposed Islamic people that are running for cover because the Middle East is such a mess. Look what they're trying to do. They're not assimilating into the cultures. They're demanding that culture change for their purpose. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. Well, there you are.
Sorry about that. You snuck up on me. I had my mute button there to get on. I thought I'd share with you, I think I've related to you before that I had been to the Metro Records Bureau about a year ago in this fraud case they tried to frame and blame the victim with, and discovered that the trainee that was working at the window for a records clip position.
Chris, hang on. Can you get to a better location with better cell service?
Wow, I don't know. If I'm not coming through now, I don't know if it's going to get any better. It could be somebody's interfering with our reception.
Well, I don't think that's it. I just think you have a lousy connection. You know, by the way, we're coming up to break here, so I'll hold you over. How many bars is your phone showing right now?
It looks like it's got all but one.
All but one?
Yes.
Wow. Well, it ain't our cell on this end because I'm not talking to you through a cell phone. Okay, hang on 1 second. Let's try this again after the break. 800-313-9443. What's on your mind on this Friday? Anything? Are you all comatose out there? Or have you given up? I don't know. I'm here. You there? Hello.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I don't want to. Chris, are you there?
I am here. Hopefully we have a better signal now.
Okay, it's still a little janky, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I had been to the Metro Records section way back at the beginning of 2016 to acquire records from the Metropolitan Police Department on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, the records clerk, who was a trainee who continually had an overseer behind her, sometimes a metro officer, sometimes a records clerk, acted very, very strange that day and concerned to the point that she gazed up with a long gaze to try to attract the attention of her supervisor, was unable to get it that way. And when the supervisor stepped a step closer, she touched her on the leg, extended out her right arm, and her finger pointed out, her index finger pointed out at the bottom left of the screen and drew it very slowly across the bottom of the screen as if to draw her attention to something very unusual, curious, or special.
Mm-hmm.
And it communicated to me as an astute former law enforcement professional that there was something very unusual, not normal, that's on the screen that would cause her to act in that fashion, but I never knew what it was until last Friday, when again I was close to murdered by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police this time over a purported traffic infraction after coming out of the chiropractor's office and having a young officer try to claim that he knew my intents and that I was evading a lawful traffic control device driving through a parking lot of a 7-Eleven, which was not true whatsoever, but that was his story. And, you know, I'm a former law enforcement professional from several different places, so I know the law pretty well, and I've studied law very intently for quite a long time, and I know that the definition of a crime is a felony. Now, they don't define it. They leave it specifically vague and ambiguous so that the officers can make the mistake of thinking any little traffic infraction or crossing the street when at the wrong place can be a crime when, in fact, it's just merely a color of law infraction or violation. And so whenever he turned on his lights behind me, I immediately moved to the right to give him safe passage because I knew that he must have some emergency he was going to. However, he continued to follow me.
Yeah, that's everybody's hope when they light you up. Yeah, he's just trying to get around me. Okay.
Well, you know, it's plausible, and that's usually what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whenever I pulled off in the street, you know, this young fellow comes up, and of course, I lowered my window a couple of inches to find out what he was up to, and he's demanding this and that, license and insurance, of course. I said, well, I don't. I want to see some ID and insurance, he says. I don't have ID. I have credentials. You know, I held up my passport, and he was standing way back behind the car, you know, back at the back fender. Very unusual. Usually they're, you know, at least just behind the window so they could sort of see and you can see them. But I had just come out of the chiropractor's office, and my neck was kind of sore and from the lack of adjustment on one side. It didn't feel right, and I couldn't turn around, and I'm a little hearing impaired. You know, I'm 66, almost 67 years old, so, you know, as we have abused ourselves through our lives, it catches up with us and takes its toll on our hearing. And I explained to him I was ADA and hearing impaired several times and asked him to get a little closer so I could hear what he was saying because I was having troubles getting communication. And I showed him who I was, you know, and he was demanding I get out of the car right now. I said, wait a minute. I said, I want to see some authority. I want to know what felony crime you think I've committed, that you think you can order me out of my car for a traffic infraction. I want you to articulate with specificity what crime I've committed that you think I've committed. Well, he just got more heated and enraged and just really insane, you know, over a traffic infraction. You know, I'm a former law enforcement officer. I know what normal is, and this was not normal. Like, he was fearful of me. He asked me if I had any weapons in my car.
None of your damn business.
Well, I told him, I said, not unless you consider a 4-inch pocket knife a weapon. Oh, yeah, throw it out right now. You know, well, I went ahead and complied and tossed my little pocket knife out. It wasn't in my pocket.
Wait a minute. At no point during this little exercise did you ask for a supervisor?
Oh, yes. Right after that, whenever he was ordered me out of the window and wanted me to roll down my window so he could drag me out of the car, I asked, I said, could you get an officer, a supervisor here immediately? Multiple times I asked for that.
And he didn't. And, he didn't comply. Okay.
No, he did not. Well, this is really, really strange. But so it wound up being 8 or 10 units and 4 or 5 pistols, a sniper rifle pointed at me with a prone shooter laying behind the tree, and a dog and a handler and 2 helicopters and operations command post. And
do you know, Chris? I don't mean to interrupt your fascinating story here, but I. I'm waiting for the day. I did a story Wednesday where this guy that robbed a Walmart liquor store decided he wanted to relieve somebody of their car because his found-on-road-dead Ford wouldn't start. And each person he encountered, well, they were armed. And the one guy let him go after he stabbed them several times.
Hmm.
And the other lady, she had her gun locked in her trunk. She got out of her car, walked around to the back of her car, got her gun out, and pointed it at the guy. Now, this I'm coming to a point here. What happens when the citizenry of the United States to stop police abuse, they all quietly pull out their firearms and just stand in observance of what is going on? Do you think these cocky little bastards will stand down? Because they can only call so many.
Well, that's an interesting consideration there. I, I didn't have any pistols in my car. They took most of mine when they unlawfully seized my house and searched it without a warrant last time. But this time, well, eventually they didn't shoot me. They had gas grenade launchers, rifles with tear gas grenades in them. They were going to shoot out my windows and stuff. And it took about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I guess, for this scenario to play out before I finally exited the automobile and was taken into custody. And the trying to make lemonade out of lemons, and the creator working from above, they had me sit in the back, handcuffed in the car, and I finally discovered what that was so intriguing to the records clerk back a year ago that I'd been trying to find out, doing all the diligence that we as private people can, which is buried darn little. I had done motions to compel. And
well, what did the computer say, Chris?
Well, it had in great big red letters over an inch high and real quarter inch thick in red, HOT, H-O-T, 10, the number, T-W, Terrorist Watch 8. It didn't say Terrorist Watch, but I deduced that's what the T-W stood for. And now that makes some sense out of a nonsensical, insane situation of why this individual, this man, this young officer, was handling me in the fashion that he was.
So it showed up on and I got news for you. It's just not in your local jurisdiction. That's on the NCIC.
Oh, I know. In fact, I put some papers in. I was in court yesterday, and they were withdrawing representation from me, and I was trying to get the court to correct some of this and to expunge all this dangerous information from my online record. For sure, I had seen on my printed report that I had gotten recently that they had listed resisting an officer with a weapon about four different times on the bottom of one sheet and continued three more times on the next sheet,
all right,
which would naturally cause an officer to think I was really dangerous.
Chris, you know what you need to do at this point?
I'm
serious about this. You're going to have a day in court, only they're not going to be picking the charges or they're not going to be picking the day. You need to file suit against them, a federal lawsuit, because this... hold on here a second. Because this terrorism watch crap has come down from the Fed to our wonderful law enforcement people. And hold on a second, Chris. I will let you speak. Let me speak, please. I've got a point I want to make here. This is important. File federal charges against them because that's where this terrorist watch list comes from in the first place. And my friend, what makes it doubly dangerous is because you're an ex, don't call yourself law enforcement, please, peace officer. That makes you doubly dangerous. That makes you a prime target because they've got to make an example out of you and people like yourself, because the only thing that you're doing at this point is you're standing up for your rights. That's all that you're doing.
Yes.
And a federal lawsuit, you walk into a federal court, and you're going to need some help on the paperwork with the right filing.
Yes. Because
the standing has to be correct to get the results that you want. You can own their butts and have a good payday, and then use that money however you want to, but I would suggest any money that you get that you further help other people in the cause of freedom. Like one guy was out there, was just running for county sheriff, Gordon Martinez. This guy had no money. A couple of million dollars spent in the right place out there in Las Vegas. I don't think the incumbent there, Mr. Lombardo, would have had 75%.
Well, I think the election was fixed, and I think Gordon Martinez knows it's fixed, as we don't have any records of the ballots here, but that's another story. But I totally agree with you. In fact, I had previously filed a Title 42, 1983 Bivens and RICO fraud complaint against the county and the city here, and it now includes the state and federal agents, as a matter of fact. So it will probably have to go to the U.S. Federal Court of Claims to get me to the small C district courts of the U.S. instead of these foreign law USDC courts. And I was kind of thinking that, I hope that Ron McDonald is doing better, and I was wanting to communicate with him or have him communicate with me. I don't have a computer anymore right now. But I thought if I win this big case, and it should be a big one because this is the second time they've done substantially the same thing under similar circumstances because of the false information. This goes back I don't know exactly where it goes, but I think it goes back to the zoning Nazi that I caught trespassing, who claimed he was the chief zoning agent that didn't have any lawful right to be on my private
property. And this goes back to the car in your driveway, which you had covered, right?
Well, it was a 1957 Dodge Hemi in my driveway. I had no trespass, and he didn't have a warrant. He didn't have any paperwork with the location he was. I think he was an undercover employee for the Southern Nevada FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Really?
Or FBI or some other agency.
Really?
Yes. I think he was what you might call Operation PATCON 2 or 3 or Gladio-type undercover embedded agent. Come out there in the pretext to try to provoke me to violence.
Well, and since you mentioned that, I must remind people that just because you've got a local cop that claims to be a detective or just a patrolman, he might hold another title that's federal. And a lot of people don't know this, Chris. A lot of them do not know it.
Well, we have Kenneth Mead, a detective, supposedly here, with the Southern Nevada Joint Terrorism Task Force and Fusion Center, of course, mm-hmm. that Joe Lombardo, the FBI, trained him, who is impostering as an FBI agent and terrorizing witnesses. And, of course, he claims that, there's a case called Frazier versus Cup. I found a book called The Reed Investigative Anthology that lines out a bunch of these compendiums. And this is right out of the Chicago Saul Alinskyite schools and how to interrogate people. And it has a decision by a political activist, black robe judiciary, of these anti-American judicious that are sitting up there in Chicago, Illinois, in the cesspool of corruption of Rahm Emanuel. And this thing says that the police can lie to you, they can cheat, they can make up false stories, they can trick you, they can fool you, they can do anything they want to do. And that there are some limitations, it says, if you read the fine print in the book, and I have. And this is exactly what they're doing. They're going out, and these people have become actual fascists and terrorists themselves, and they think they're doing right out there, and they're under the conclusion delusion that they're doing things for the country, and they're really doing things to destroy America.
Well, and it's all part of this phony patriot thing. We've all got to make everybody safe, and on and on we go. That's the impetus, and that's the reasoning for setting up the police state to protect us against stuff that they have fabricated. And I don't give a damn what their reasoning is. You destroy the Constitution, you are in error, and you've got to go, and go you must, and go now. I don't give a damn what their pretended reasons are. The Constitution isn't something that you can just ignore or change, or whatever the case may be. And Chris, I'm getting to the point where I've had enough of this crap. That if they're going to break the law, if they are going to be the lawbreakers, for whatever pretended reason, then it is going to be up to us to restore the republic. And they ain't going to like the way it's going to go down, because they're going to get their marching orders. The problem is that there's going to be people that are resisting and just not yelling nasty words at them and holding up a placard or doing a peaceful march.
John, you know and I know they've been trying to provoke this country to violence for well over 10 years in this soft war, this asymmetrical warfare. I have dedicated my life to operating in law, not being an outlaw, and these people have become outlaws, and therefore the people that stay within law are their enemies. Certainly, I've already decided long ago that I would give a large amount of this settlement that I should win, because one case, the one that was before, was dismissed February 27th of 2018 in the court here where I was at yesterday, and this judge absolutely refused to take on new evidence I had discovered to correct any of these dangerous errors that I had put papers into her court. She took the attorneys just fine, but she wouldn't take mine, claimed that the case was closed and that was it.
Well, all she had to do is refile on it then.
Well, I will. In fact, that's kind of what I want to talk to somebody like Ronald McDonald or...
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath on that one. The man is not doing too well.
I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping he was well and that there would be something he could work on.
Buddy boy, you're not the only one. Hey, look, we're coming up on a break here.
Chris.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate it. Man, I'm telling you, you've got to get with somebody that knows their way around the courts and the standings to make your case effective. And more importantly, not necessarily to represent you, but to be your coach. You can still be your own man in your own defense. But you know, how they like to trip you up is through procedure. You violate their procedures.
Oh, I know.
They just throw everything out the damn window along with the baby in the bathwater. All right.
John, God bless you, and God bless the Republic Radio Station. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. I think that's break time. Dave in Missouri, hang on a second. 800-313-9443. You know, this is another subject nobody's talking about. What if these people don't stop doing what they're doing? Oh, you don't want to hear anybody voicing that opinion. God, that might set the feds on your front doorstep. Yeah, it might. But if there's millions of us, I guarantee you there's not millions of them. Wow. Simple math.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dave in Missouri, you're up next. Hello, Dave.
Well, how are you, Mr. Dave Mueller?
Fair to middling, mostly good under 100-degree heat here. How are you doing?
Well, I'm in South Carolina where it's pouring down rain, lightning all over the ground. So I'm supposed to go in and get my paperwork because they're done loading me, but I thought I'd let the lightning settle down, sit here on my big rubber tires for a minute before I walk across that wet parking lot. But
smart,
that's just
man.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. Smart guy.
Man, John, how about Chris's story? You know, I mean, it ties into what I wanted to talk about. You know, what do we have for law and order other than just the most pathetic excuse and joke, the most insulting in your face? I don't even know. I mean, it's like they try to provoke us constantly. What I wanted to talk about was this latest IGCYA whitewash that we all knew was coming, which will now be the official story, the new 9/11 report, the new Warren Commission. They're going to sweep everything from cattle futures fraud in the 70s all the way through the email server and Seth Rich, all into one big box, put a big lid on it, cover it with the IG report and say, never mind that this was just the investigation of the investigation. Hillary and the Clinton crime syndicate is absolutely absolved, even though it didn't happen. That's going to be the mainstream narrative, and the common Walmart shopping Cap'n Crunch eaters out there are going to soak this up, and if you try to explain it to them, they're going to go glassy-eyed. We know you're just after Hillary here. You know, you hate Hillary.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
This IG report, is that's the purpose it serves, is just to create the blanket statement that, you know, for the mainstream media to twist it so the low information person out there, which there's way too many of, will soak it up, lap it up, that Hillary's absolved. See, it was a witch hunt the whole time, roast Trump, you know, and it's just so disgusting.
It is.
I hadn't heard your take on the whole farce.
Well,
yet,
and I have.
You never bought into
it. And I haven't really made that much of a comment out of it because it is exactly what you just said. They're going to try to whitewash this. They've brought everything in but the kitchen sink. And I don't know what's in the 600-page report, but I can tell you one thing. These need to be separated. Hillary Clinton is one legal issue. Comey is another legal issue. And what I suspect is going on here, Dave, is through the Clinton Foundation and the shenanigans, it's just not Hillary and Bill Clinton. It's most of these clowns that are lawyers that, well, if they didn't replace the original 13th Amendment in our Constitution, we wouldn't have these snake pit suckheads running around in Washington, D.C., lawyering it up and screwing all of us. And
yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, now, that exact same thought hit me today, exactly what you just said. They're going to try to cover this up because I think this is big enough. This could cause a constitutional crisis in this respect. The people realize that how corrupt and how twisted their government has become, that, yeah, it's going to be a constitutional crisis. We're going to have to go back to that Constitution. That's what the crisis is, and that's what these clowns are scared to death of.
Which is why I think, you know, we have a president with the cojones to do it, and he's shown that he will stand up in their face, and if he would just do it, fire Rosenstein, fire Sessions, fire Mueller, I mean, go straight down the list, you know, hey, if you're not going to prosecute these criminals, you're not going to be AG. I mean, you've got to hold them to account because no one will do their job because all of them protect each other's, it's a big circular. I can't even think of
Dave, can you ever remember a time that you have seen so much corruption in this government?
You know, I come up in Arkansas.
Hey, hang on a second. I got to take top of the hour break. Hold on. 800-313-9443. Getting pissed off yet? Well, you should be.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.